welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
Hi, in this session of the Good News Ministries course on how to hear the Holy Spirit, I'm going to give you a spiritual exercise. This is meant to fine-tune your ability to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit. If you drive, get into the car, and just go asking the Holy Spirit when to turn left, when to turn right, when to go straight, or maybe when to turn around, make a U-turn. Do this as a prayer time. Don't do it because you have an agenda, a store to get to, a meeting to get to, somebody in the car with you. This is a time between you and God alone. And if you don't drive, take a walk and do it, or a bike ride. Some kind of mobility action where you are alone with God. And every intersection you come to, simply and prayerfully ask, Holy Spirit, should I turn left, right, or go straight, or turn back and make a U-turn? Whatever pops into your mind, do it. Go there. And keep doing that until you end up someplace interesting. You will. You'll end up someplace interesting. And I'd like to hear later, write into me and let me know what it is that you found, where you ended up. I did this many years ago. It was Good Friday, and I was looking for a place to be alone with God, and the house was too busy. So I got into the car, and I wanted to find a park, a quiet park. And I love the river because the river, water, you know, represents the Holy Spirit. Water is like our baptism. Water is just so peaceful and renewing. And so I said, Lord, I know where the river is, but I don't know of any park along the river. And that's the only thing that I said other than, where should I turn? Left, right, straight, whatever. And I drove along. Yes, I did head towards the river. But at one point I heard, you know, just in my spirit, not an audible voice, but I heard, you know, turn left here. And I thought, okay, it is still near the river. I mean, sometimes logic does have to play a role. And I turned there. And I went down the street, and lo and behold, there was a park. You know, I was headed a different direction when I heard turn this way. I really felt that the Lord Himself had led me to this park. And it's become one of my favorite parks as a result. And I had no idea it was there. Go and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to someplace peaceful, someplace fun, maybe an ice cream parlor that you don't know about. But make it a spiritual exercise. And just see where the Holy Spirit takes you. Trust the inner voice, whatever pops into your head. You know, some of what pops into your head is going to be your own imagination, and that's okay. As you do this exercise, you'll begin to recognize the difference between your voice and the Holy Spirit's voice. Especially if at first you ask the Holy Spirit to help you recognize His voice. And may you have an adventure now of going out and discovering a new, fun, or peaceful, prayerful place, some destination you didn't know about, by letting the Holy Spirit lead you there.